Al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui says he felt no regret when he heard families of 9/11 victims testify this week. Moussaoui took the stand again today at his federal sentencing trial in Virginia. The last time he testified, Moussaoui said he was supposed to fly a plane on September 11th, and he seemed to help the prosecution's death penalty case. NPR's Larry Abramson was in the courtroom for the latest testimony today. Larry, what did Moussaoui say today?
Michelle, this wasn't like any testimony I've ever heard. It was more like a public forum for a man who's been out of the public view for a long time. He started out by complaining about his lawyers, who were actually doing the questioning and who had urged him not to testify. He complained about the fact that his lead lawyer, Gerald Zirkin, is Jewish, that he had asked for a Muslim attorney, but he couldn't get one. He'd asked for a change of venue, but he said his lawyers didn't back that up, and the judge actually turned down that request. He called it criminal non-assistance. And when defense attorney Gerald Zirkin tried to show how irrational Moussaoui was, he displayed a handwritten motion attacking the Queen of England that Moussaoui had written, or the little bitch of Buckingham, as it said on a piece of paper that the jury could see. But Moussaoui sounded very rational when he explained these things, and he said he was fighting. It was part of a kind of psychological warfare that he was reading. And when Zirkin asked him whether he felt any regret after hearing the families of the victims testify, Moussaoui said none whatsoever. He said, "I find it disgusting that someone will share their grief in order to obtain the death of somebody else."
And what about the prosecution? What did they do when they got to cross-examine Moussaoui?
Well, they really took advantage of this opportunity that had been presented to them. Prosecutor Rob Spencer asked Moussaoui right off, "Are you crazy?" That's a defense contention. And Moussaoui said, "I am not." "Are you delusional?" "I am not." So he laid it out there for the jury that even though this man may sound a little odd, he's not crazy. And Moussaoui said that the American people think if you want to fly a plane into a building, you're crazy, but it's based on our religion. We believe in suicide strikes. And when Spencer asked him, "Would you do it again tomorrow?" Moussaoui said, "I do it again today." So he displayed no doubts about the righteousness of his cause.
Well, from a legal standpoint, the defense team seemed to be in an unenviable position. What did they do to try to limit the damage?
It seemed to be impossible, and Gerald Zirkin was desperately trying to salvage something. When he came back on redirect, the second round of questions, Zirkin asked Moussaoui about all of the contradictory things that he said during the 4.5 years that he's been in prison. For example, he originally said he was not part of the 9/11 plot. He was not supposed to be the 20th hijacker. He denied all of that. Then he said he was, and eventually actually said in court that he was supposed to be on a plane on 9/11. And Zirkin was trying to suggest that this was a sign that Moussaoui would lie, you know, that he was basically just inflating his role. But Moussaoui said, well, basically, it's okay to lie for jihad, but he said he had no reason to lie to this particular jury. He says that the greatest thing in Islam, in his view, was to speak truth to the tyrant. And he said he didn't have a reason to lie to the jury, and he was telling the truth right now. But at the same time, he said he's convinced that he will not be executed, that he's placing his faith in God, and he also believes, he's completely convinced, that President Bush is going to release him.
And when did he explain what that's
well,
that's
he said
on?
It came to him in a dream, and he believes it 100%. And people, when the prosecution asked him, "You don't really believe that George Bush is going to release you," he said, "It came to me a dream, and I've never lost my faith that I'm going to be released."
Very quickly, before we let you go, Larry, most people know him from that mugshot, that famous mugshot where he's wearing the orange jumpsuit.
Right.
What does he actually look like in court?
He's put on a lot of weight. His face looks very contorted, and he really doesn't look very good after 4.5 years of basically solitary confinement. But he's very sure of himself, and he's quite arrogant when he speaks in court, I have to say.
NPR's Larry Abramson. Larry, thanks so much.
Thank you.